A senior Chinese military officer has defected to the United States. Word of the defection followed yesterday's talks in Washington between President Bush and China's deputy prime minister. NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing reports the news represents a major embarrassment for the Chinese government.
An official at China's foreign ministry confirmed to NPR today that a senior military officer had not returned from a trip abroad. The spokesman said that the Chinese government was investigating the issue but would not confirm whether the man had defected to the United States. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing was offering no comment on the matter, but sources here have told NPR that the man in question has indeed asked to stay in the United States. According to these sources, he is a senior colonel in the People's Liberation Army, who made contact with U.S. officials while traveling with a delegation to the U.S. and Canada last December. Sources did not name the man, but said he was a member of the Foreign Affairs Department of the Chinese Army's General Staff. He was apparently involved in managing China's military relations with the United States and dealing with disarmament issues. The defection constitutes the most serious intelligence setback for Beijing since August 1999, when two senior Chinese officers were executed on a charge of spying for China's arch-rival Taiwan. For Washington, the defection represents a major coup, but it comes at a sensitive time for China-U.S. relations, especially following President Bush's meeting yesterday with China's Vice Premier Chen Qichun. The new Bush administration is currently assessing the degree of China's military threat to Taiwan as it decides whether to accept the island's request for advanced military hardware. Experts say the Chinese defector would be familiar with much of Beijing's strategic thinking and military planning, especially about Taiwan. The Chinese government has not renounced the use of force against the island, which it considers part of its territory, and which it sees drifting further and further away from possible reunification. In the delicate poker game between China and the U.S. over Taiwan and other sensitive military issues in Asia, there will be anger here that this defector could end up showing Washington most of Beijing's hand. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.